Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Even stable ecosystems appear to be delicately balanced in ways that leave them vulnerable to sudden changes. David Batcher, professor of Earth and Biological Sciences at the University of Southern California, describes efforts to understand current changes by finding similar shifts in the Earth's deep past.
Global temperatures are up almost 0.75 degrees Celsius over the past 100 years, with documented increases in the amount of atmospheric carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Regardless of the cause, we need to know, is this something to worry about or not? To answer the question of what will happen in the future, my colleagues and I have been looking at the past. We're checking out the geologic record for clues to what has happened during previous global warming events. Not surprisingly, the news isn't good. I've been focusing my research on the ocean, and more specifically, what happened to it about 250 million years ago at the end of the Permian period. It's thought that, at that time, the breakup of the supercontinent Pangaea created volcanic eruptions that dumped massive amounts of greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide into the air. As the planet warmed by 5 degrees Celsius or more, something like 90% of ocean species on Earth died, along with many species of animals and plants on land. A hotter atmosphere slows ocean circulation, which in turn means that less oxygen is dissolved into the ocean. So-called dead zones that are unable to support fish and other oxygen-dependent life will appear. These days, we're starting to see them developing off of Oregon and the Gulf Coast. It looks like the same phenomenon was responsible for many of the extinctions at the end of the Permian, too. In addition, more carbon dioxide in the air means more carbon dioxide is getting absorbed by the ocean. This makes the water more acidic, which is not good for many forms of life that produce a calcium carbonate skeleton, such as the corals. If the rise in carbon dioxide continues, we can expect to see the coral reefs disappear, as they did at the end of the Permian. This isn't the first time that global warming has happened, and while the end-Permian mass extinction ocean may not be a perfect analog, it still has a lot to teach us about the potential future of our oceans.
That was David Batcher of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.